Chapter 1. Wednesday Morning. Tony and his friend Emma were both 15 years old and went to the same school. One Wednesday morning, they were riding to school on their bikes. Emma pointed to the CD-ROM in her pocket. "I've got the new computer game Destruction," she said. "It's great."
"I've got it too," said Tony. "It's cool.
What level are you at?"
"I passed level 3 yesterday," Emma answered.
"The one with the dragon?"
"Wow," said Tony.
"I'm still at level 2. I'm not sure how to get to level 3.
"Come to my house after school and I'll show you," said Emma. "I discovered a few tricks at the weekend."
"Okay.
I've got another new game. I'll bring it too," said Tony.
He pedaled more quickly because he was excited.
"Good idea," said Emma. "That'll be fun."
They were now passing the football field next to their school. Suddenly, a ball hit Tony's bike. Tony stopped and looked towards the field. Some students were standing at the side of the field, waiting for the ball.
"Tony, throw the ball to us,"
shouted Jim, one of the students.
"Do you want to play football? We need one more player."
Tony looked at his watch and saw that he had half an hour before school started.
"Sure, I'll play,"
Tony answered. He looked at Emma and said, "Well, bye for now. I'll see you later, okay?"
"Fine. Bye, Tony,"
Emma said, and she continued cycling towards the school. Tony got off his bike, threw the ball to the boys on the side, and ran onto the football field. Jim showed Tony which players were in his team, and they started playing. Tony got the ball, passed two players, and kicked it to Jim. Then Jim passed the ball back to him, and Tony kicked it into the goal. All the players in his team cheered. A few minutes later, a player from the other team kicked the ball off the field. A group of boys were sitting on a bench near the field, and they all watched the ball coming towards them. One of the boys caught it and said,
"Well, look at this! A present! And exactly when I needed a new ball!"
The others laughed. Tony ran off the field and went to the boy.
"Give me the ball, please," he said.
The boy smiled in a cruel way and started to make fun of Tony.
"Give me the ball, please,"
he said, imitating Tony in a stupid voice. Tony didn't move.
"Okay," the boy said. "If you want your ball, you'll have to go and get it."
The boy got up and kicked the ball far away. Tony was angry.
"Why did you do that?"
he shouted.
"Don't shout at me," the boy said in a loud voice. "Nobody shouts at Willie Thompson, do you understand?"
He gave Tony a strong push, and Tony fell. But a second later, he was on his feet again, and the two boys started fighting. Soon, lots of students were standing round them and cheering for one boy or the other.
"Go, Tony,"
one of the boys shouted.
"Show him that he can't push you."
"Go on, Willie," shouted another. "Teach him a lesson."
Suddenly, Tony's English teacher appeared.
"Stop it," she said angrily. "Stop fighting."
She separated the two boys. Then she turned to Willie and looked at him severely.
"How many times do I have to tell you the same thing? You mustn't fight. You started the fight. I saw you. We're going to the headmaster's office now."
She turned to Tony.
"And you, Tony Baker, I'll speak to you after the lesson today."
She started walking towards the school, and Willie followed her. 2 minutes later, the school bell rang.
"Come on, Tony, our lessons are going to start. Let's go," said Jim.
The boys left the football field and went into the school.